want. All you have to do, dial in toll-free, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We will share with you there the various features of the site. The major feature allows you to actually control the content. You find something online you want to share with Free Talk Live, meaning the host of the show and also those listening and viewing the website. Drop by freetalklive.com, submit whatever you want as show prep. It'll then appear on the upcoming stories page. And it must receive a certain number of votes in order to make it to the front page of the site. So go get interactive at freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it is Ian. And we have
and Johnson
and Mark.
Johnson's still a little rusty at this.
Well, I'm not used to the order change. Normally Mark used
Mark's to, always gone last.
Are you always last?
Okay. I fought for the last position.
Okay. He feels like it makes him more important when he goes last because it's the last name you hear, and
it is sort of the order of the table too.
Yeah, sure, that absolutely works.
But yeah, clockwise. Yeah, it is clockwise around the table.
Last time I was on, I was definitely the last. I was the Ann Johnson at the end.
You're so. Back in now, and that's because you've made the move to New Hampshire after a number of years. You, for those who are longtime listeners of the show, they remember you. You were on a weekly basis. For a number of, I don't know, years back in Florida. Yep. And that's where we all kind of come from. And then you moved up in between Florida and New Hampshire, kind of partway to Connecticut for a little while. When had to take care of some stuff. And now you're here. So welcome back to Free Talk Live.
It's good to be back, you know, and, I mean, when we were back down all in Florida, I mean, you know, we talk about the Free State Project. I mean, that's when the vote occurred. As you know, we all voted in Florida, and so...
What did you vote for?
Oh, New Hampshire.
Okay.
All of us.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
All of us voted for New Hampshire.
I didn't sign up until after the vote took place.
Really?
I was a proponent of Delaware because it was the southernmost state of the lists.
It's also apparently the most economically free of all of the 50 states. According to a recent publication.
I have seen that, too. And so I didn't think that Delaware was a terrible choice, but it didn't have the momentum that New Hampshire had.
I don't know where it finished out on the ranking, because there were 10 different states from which to choose for the Free State Project.
It wasn't first or second, and that was the vast majority of the votes.
I think it was New Hampshire and Wyoming and then Alaska, but I'm not positive on three.
So here's a question in terms of growth of principles. Ian, did you have an opt-out state?
No, I did not.
So you did not have it. Okay, so there, at least that hasn't changed. I did. I had an opt-out state.
Which one was yours? Alaska.
I was certainly considering Alaska as an opt-out state. But Alaska's, I mean, if you study it, it's got some darn warm spots. There are spots in Alaska warmer than New Hampshire.
Actually, I think the coolest thing about Alaska would be to be in places where there's, like, you know, almost 24-hour sunset for one period of year. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Or when it's, like, light out until, you know, 1 a.m.
Yeah, a lot of people have a tough time with that stuff. The, what do they call it, SAD, seasonal affective disorder, where if there's not enough sunlight, I mean, this is something I didn't even know existed down in Florida, but if there's not enough sunlight, then some people go kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Like axe murdering kind of crazy.
What?
It's not good.
No, yeah. I've not heard of that. I've heard you just get depressed. I mean, you serotonin.
Some people get pretty depressed from what I understand.
Yeah.
It doesn't affect me, but I don't mind it being dark outside. So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything here, and you can take control of the airways. As usual, there's a lot in the news to discuss. Big news today, of course, is the Washington cannabis legalization status. It is now officially legal. According to the Associated Press, the crowds of happy people lighting joints under Seattle's Space Needle.
I thought they weren't allowed to smoke outside.
They're not. Early Thursday morning, with nary a police officer in sight, bespoke the new reality. Marijuana is legal under Washington state law. Hundreds gathered at Seattle Center for a New Year's Eve-style countdown to 12 a.m. when the legalization measure passed by voters last month took effect.
It's hilarious that they are celebrating the legalization measure by smoking in a method that is not legal.
I love it. When the clock struck, they cheered and sparked up in unison. A few dozen people gathered on the sidewalk outside of North Seattle headquarters of the annual Hemp Fest celebration and did the same, offering joints to reporters and blowing smoke into television news cameras. I felt like a kid in a candy store, shouted Hemp Fest volunteer Darby Hagman. She said, it's all becoming real now. Washington and Colorado became the first states to vote to decriminalize and regulate the possession of an ounce or less of marijuana by adults over 21. Both measures call for setting up state licensing schemes for pot growers, processors, and retail stores. Colorado's law is set to take effect by January 5th. Technically, Washington's new marijuana law does forbid smoking pot in public, which remains punishable by a fine, as drinking in public is also illegal. But pot fans wanted a party, and Seattle police weren't about to write them any tickets. And kudos to the police for,
exercising
backing down.
Discretion.
Yeah, exactly. Using discretion in this case and letting folks just enjoy a smoke outdoors. I mean, the idea that marijuana is legal, but it's illegal to walk down the street and enjoy a joint or sit in a park or, you know, stand on a street corner or wherever and enjoy some cannabis is ridiculous. And hopefully they'll continue in this, but I doubt it. You'll probably end up seeing, I guess I'm just a pessimist when it comes to the police, you'll probably end up seeing them picking off people one by one because they're not going to hit a crowd full of people on this particular event. But if, you know, in 2 weeks some guy's on the street corner and a cop sees it happen, maybe then we'll see some enforcement.
What happened, though?
See someone smoking a joint?
Well,
or a bowl or something?
A joint is what? A hand-rolled cigarette?
That's correct.
A lot of people smoking hand-rolled cigarettes these days.
Sure, but a joint has a certain distinct odor that will definitely alert a police officer to the presence of marijuana. So I hope I'm wrong. I hope that the police continue to take this use discretion approach, and I hope that if people get hit with fines, they refuse to pay them, and then eventually they just give up entirely.
Let me ask you this, though. If a police officer believes they smelled marijuana, do you have to give them your hand-rolled cigarettes so that they can determine whether it's marijuana in it?
That's an excellent question. And I don't, I'm not a police officer, so I'm not going to speculate on that answer.
I guess I'd turn on the camera and say, I refuse to give you this this joint, and if he demands it in some way or another, you can turn it over, but then you can use it in your case.
They used to make it so that there are court cases that show that if a officer believes he smells marijuana, they can use that to enter a residence. So I would guess it would be a probable cause for a search of that. Whereas in my case, when I was arrested for an open container, well, I was arrested for having what appeared to be a beer in the city council meeting. The actual charge ended up being disorderly conduct because it was not, in point of fact, actually a beer.
They didn't know whatever it was.
They wanted to search the bottle. It was a brown bottle. It had a label on it that said not a beer, but they still wanted to search it, and he couldn't take it from me because he didn't have probable cause. I wasn't, stumbling around. I didn't have the smell of alcohol on my breath that was obvious or anything like that. He couldn't claim that I did. Or I suppose he could have claimed, but he didn't.
It would have been great if he did, but
Were any of the bottles labeled not a beer, actually beer?
One of them was.
Okay.
One. Yeah, one of them.
Somebody's telling a lie?
I believe so. I believe so. But it was not me. And so, let's see. So, yeah, he arrested me for disorderly conduct, and so he could not search it because he did not have the probable cause. But I suspect that the smell of it would be. If you're a law enforcement officer in Washington and you'd like to clarify what exactly, your parameters are as far as how you would be able to operate.
Dying to hand out a ticket for a joint in public, I guess.
Would love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So this is great news. I mean, this is a big day for the cannabis legalization movement. This is huge. I mean, this is what people have been waiting for decades.
Yeah.
People thought in the 1970s that it was going to be legal toward the end of the decade. They felt like they had the momentum that it was happening, that it was going to be legalized. It never happened. And now finally, 1996, California passes by referendum a tremendous semi-legalization measure, that is medical cannabis, ended up being that pretty much anybody with some pain could go to the doctor and get some pot. But it still wasn't full-on legalization. It took another 15 years to get to the point of having one state, or actually in this case two, but Washington's the first to go into effect, to have one state actually legalized.
I think what's really interesting to me is that watching these, the national opinion polls, that it just has, the opinion polls, it's just past 50%.
It was 58%, actually. It's 58. Gone up. It's a new record. 58% supporting full-on legalization.
It must have jumped hugely in the past couple of years. That's very strange.
Just in the last few months, probably, because of this referendum passing.
855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control here. Share your thoughts. Maybe you're in Washington State. You want to share your observations?
If you own a home, you need to hear what customers say about ADT monitored home security from Protect Your Home. Betty S. from Atlanta told us,
I love ADT. The alarm system makes me feel safe, even though I live in an area where crime is increasing. The most important thing is peace of mind, sound sleep at night, and comfort when I'm away.
Now you can have peace of mind, too, with your own ADT monitored security system. Call today and get a free security system worth $850. That includes free hardware and fire alert button with $99 installation fee and purchase of monitoring services. But you must call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, soon at 888-533-4052. That's 888-533-4052. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $33.99 per month, $1,223.64. Payment by credit card or electronic bank account charge for new homeowner customers with satisfactory credit history only. Local permit fees may be required. Certain restrictions may apply. Cannot be combined with any other offer. License number CAACO6320 at FLEC1300-3427. Call for additional numbers.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 6, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.92.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.34.92, $8.67.46 for a half ounce, or $4.33.73 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.34.92, $8.67.46, and $4.33.73.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, take control of the airwaves here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you there. Once again, freetalklive.com with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian here.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
All right, so we'll continue. We'll take your calls about whatever you want and then maybe tell you some more about what happened last night. and what is happening today as Washington State becomes the first of 50 to legalize cannabis. It's not all the way legal, but it at least is legal under an ounce for most adults, and I think all adults, actually. So we can tell you more about what was happening there last night. But Steve is on the line in North Dakota. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Steve.
Hey there. So I wanted to talk about this
Hello?
There's a criticism that... Hello, can you hear me?
Yep, we got you. Go ahead.
Oh, good. I'm sorry. Sometimes the connection is funny out here in the country. So anyway, there's some kind of charity up there in Keene, run by libertarians, I believe for the homeless, right?
100 Night Shelter?
I'm not sure. Isn't
there are two charities that have been discussed on this program. One is Shire Sharing. That was started by a Free State Project participant.
Not in Keene, but in New Hampshire.
Right. And then there's also 100 Nights, which is not run by I don't know if he would call himself a libertarian. I know he open carries a firearm, and he's a pretty cool guy. His name's Don Primrose, but I don't know him well enough to say whether or not he would be a libertarian.
Okay, it is Shire Sharing that I'm thinking of. And
okay.
Apparently there was a criticism of it up there where some of the more maybe left-leaning, I would guess, locals said, oh, you know, this is just libertarians trying to pretending as if they're charitable. It's just sort of trying to obscure their
yeah.
true, you know, selfish beliefs or something. And, you know, this is really annoying to me, and this is kind of a difficult conversation for me because I'm not used to tuning my own horn. I don't do it a lot. But I think that people in general are giving.
I agree.
Americans, I've been in 30 different countries around the world, and from what I've seen, I think Americans specifically are giving more, I think, than the average, you know, people out there. Maybe that might be my xenophobia talking. I don't think it is, though. And I think that people who believe less in government aid are more, and that is, would be libertarians and some conservatives, are more giving than other people. And me...
I've heard that before, but I don't know if it's really true.
I don't know either. I'm guessing, and I'm admitting that I'm guessing. But as for me, I don't think I'm unusual. And here's a little bit about me, okay? I've gone to the homeless shelters. Not on holidays, but because, you know, if you talk to the homeless shelter people or the food bank people, they'll complain, you know, they'll try not to complain. But what they'll say is they'll say, look, it's really great that during Thanksgiving and Christmas you guys focus on us, but we actually need help all year round.
Yeah.
You know, it's every news story they'll say that. Well, so what we did was we started feeding the homeless. Well, I haven't done it in a while. I've been busy with this oil drilling business out here. But that's what we started doing. About, you know, once every few months, we go down there and help feed the homeless. Whenever I'm at the store, if they say, do you want to donate $1 or whatever to this, I've already got my wallet out before they've even got the words out of their mouth. You know, and this earthquake that they had recently, I gave all kinds of money for that, hundreds of dollars for that. Like I said, it's a very difficult conversation for me to have because I don't catalog this stuff so that I can repeat it later so I can show what a great guy I am.
Sure. Right here, I've got a soundbite for you. You know why socialists don't give very much to charity? Because they don't believe anybody should earn more than they need.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
How could they possibly give to charity? So
they don't have anything.
They don't have anything. They have only what they need, right? To each according to their needs. So they shouldn't have any money left to give to charity, right?
Good point.
And the suggestion is, of course, that the government's any good at allocating funds, which I guess we lost him. I can't imagine that there's too many people out there that really believe that that's the case. I think that a lot of people believe that there's value in the government forcing some people to give because those people are greedy and we need their money in order for things to work, but they would agree that governments are generally not very efficient organizations, governments as we've known them for, you know, our lifetimes, that they're not very efficient organizations. So... it gets more efficient as you force people. Well, that's...
Sorry, but no.
Yeah, well, not that it gets inefficient, but I mean, you know, you have more money to play with. It doesn't matter if it's inefficient if you've got more money to play with because you've stolen it from a bunch of people. But the question is would you need to steal it if the organization was more efficient?
I think one thing should be cleared up to you before we move on too far is that Shower Sharing is not about the homeless. You know, as an organization, they were, I mean, for Thanksgiving, it was about feeding refugees, political refugees.
Families.
So, you know, families that have homes. So they're not homeless, but they are refugees from other countries.
But one of the
hard off.
The critiques is that, oh, you know, the main critique from the haters was, oh, you libertarians just trying to show that you're compassionate. What about the rest of the year? You guys raising all this money just for Thanksgiving and that's it. People are hungry all year round.
Sure.
You don't care about that. This is just a one off. And my response to that would be that, well, let's see, Shire Sharing is a brand new organization.
Right.
They just got started last year. It was relatively short notice last year.
They don't want the competition to the state. They, you know, the liberal types, the big government types, don't want the competition to the state, because if there's competition,
it'll make them look bad.
It'll make the state less relevant in that area.
It'll also make them look terrible. And the other thing about it is, too, is that charity for what we're doing in terms of being somebody who is freedom oriented is what's going on year round, because what the government does is so extremely harmful. You know, getting rid of that is a huge charity in and of itself, because, you know, I don't know, it's hard to describe.
Well,
that
I see what you're saying.
They don't understand it. They don't get it.
Well, I get what you're saying, but it's kind of out there as far as, okay, yeah, if we finally get rid of the government or roll it back significantly, people will be wealthier, therefore
so
they'll be able to give more to charities and that sort of thing. Of course, Americans have already proven that they're very, very charitable. I mean, even with the high levels of taxation that we have in this country, billions and billions and billions, I think it's hundreds of billions of dollars are given to charity, if I'm not mistaken, nationwide. I mean, so there's no doubt that Americans are willing to help each other out. So therefore, if they didn't have their money forcibly extracted from them, they would be able to help out others even more. And the money that would be donated to charities in that circumstance would be more worthwhile than that money stolen by the government, because the charities have to compete. They have to perform. They have to make you happy as a donor. They have to be doing the job right in order for you to come back and be satisfied and feel good about your contribution and come back next year.
Exactly.
And do it again. So, I mean, that's kind of what you're saying there. But in the immediate, in the now, you know, there's a lot going on, and this is just getting started. There already are, you know, food banks and that sort of thing. And the one here in Keene, the Community Kitchen, is something I've donated to in the past. Now, the state supporters will say things like, well, the Community Kitchen is funded by taxpayer dollars. It is, in part, but it's a small part, as I understand it. And the same thing with a local homeless shelter here.
You can believe the Community Kitchen and all the rest of these organizations would love to not have to fill out the piles of paperwork that they have to do to get that government money.
And there's strings that are attached as well. The guy that runs the homeless shelter told me that they basically want him to shut up in order to take money from them. I can tell you more about that here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Check out StunGunMikes.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMikes.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMikes.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMikes.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horse head pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze-Dry Guy.
a natural disaster strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring us anything you want, toll free. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. And those features include news updates. You can get signed up. We will keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Once again, news.freetalklive.com. And you can follow us via email, Facebook, Twitter, whichever method works best for you. And it's free, of course, news.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live brought to you by the Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. You got to get together with people who think like you. And there are a lot of reasons to choose New Hampshire. First of all, because there are already over 1,100 people here now as part of the Free State Project as early movers. The three of us on the show tonight are all early movers to the Free State Project. In fact, people that move until we reach 20,000 participants will be considered early movers. Because the goal of the Free State Project is to get 20,000 liberty-minded people, people that get it about freedom, that you, in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, and that freedom is your right to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anyone else. If you are on board with those ideas, go to freestateproject.org, learn more about it, get signed up, and then get to New Hampshire as soon as possible. You don't have to wait until we reach 20,000. Once we do reach 20,000, and we're at over 13,000 at this point, but once we do reach 20,000, there will be a 5-year window of time in which people have agreed to move to New Hampshire and to get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more. We were just talking about a charitable effort, actually, that was started by a Free State Project participant called Shire Sharing, led into a conversation about a local homeless shelter here in the Keene area, which is an independent shelter, meaning that they've never taken government money until now. It's being tantalizingly held in front of them. It's $11,000, certainly not a whole lot of money. No. The total budget for the organization is $135,000, so it's less than a tenth of the entire operating budget of the 100-night shelter. And but, you know, it's tempting. I mean, it is $11,000, and it's tempting. And the owner of the shelter, the operator, the founder, does not want to take it. He really doesn't want to, but he does want to because it's $11,000. And so he's hoping that he can raise the money outside of the state. I mean, obviously, he's already raised the rest of the budget, so this is doable. $11,000 over a year breaks down to under a grand a month, you know, 900-something per month, which basically means 100 people would have to pledge 10 bucks a month. And so I put a post up over at freekeen.com. It's called 100 Nights Challenge. Can you donate $10 per month? And certainly this is open to people anywhere. I mean, if you want to help out the activism here in Keene and help out the community as well, even if you're outside the community, certainly you qualify. But you can go to freekeen.com, scroll down just a little bit, and you'll see that there on the front page of the website. But what's interesting about what's going on with this organization is he says that if he takes the money, he'll have to shut up. It's basically hush money. I mean, he's very passionate about homelessness, and you know, he runs a local construction firm, or did run a local construction firm, I'm not sure which, but you know, he's an outspoken critic of the city. He's a critic of the state's, and I guess the other homeless shelters in the area are not operated officially by the state, but they take serious subsidies from the state, and therefore basically arms of the state, and they do not, according to Don, the founder of the other shelter, they don't respect people's rights. That you know, they treat people kind of on a fear-based mentality, apparently. And these are the things that he told me in an email. So you know, he does things differently at his shelter. He lets anybody in that you know that comes. There's not some stringent requirements or ridiculous forms to fill out. If you're cold, it's one of the 100 coldest nights of the year. That's why it's called 100 Nights. It's only open for those nights. You show up and you'll be let in. You'll be given a place to sleep. You know, I guess as long as you're not beating people up or being, you know, ridiculous in some manner.
Right.
But, you know, what they've told him basically is that he can't speak out about the homeless issues anymore if he takes this money.
They don't want it to seem like there's actually homelessness.
That's exactly it. They want to brush the homelessness under the rug. They don't want somebody in the community who's respected like this guy is, you know, to come out and speak out in the way that he's doing. So that's one of the things that he's trying to do is, you know, get the money outside of the state. And, of course, if the state didn't take money from folks in the first place, then all of these organizations would be funded. I mean, they would be funded, and that would be it. And if they needed to raise money, they would raise the money. It's not a problem going to the community, especially if they have more money in their pockets from not having to pay taxes and get money raised.
So let me ask you this: this 100 Nights Challenge, is there any kind of agreement with him that if you can raise the money outside of it, that he will not take that state money?
Yes. Yeah, that's what he said. If he can raise that money, and he's got to raise it by mid to late January, I think. So we've got about a month to see if we can dig up 90 to 100 donors at 10 bucks a month. So anyway, if you care to help with that, freekeen.com is where you can go to do it. Further thoughts on government helping people versus charity?
I think it's an issue of efficiency. That's what I try to always look at it as. And you've got to ask yourself, how much more efficient is the marketplace than the government at doing any particular job? I mean, when it comes to handing out charity, let's look at the insurance business. Now, the insurance business says that 25% of claims are fraudulent. These are companies that check up on people. They make it their business to see whether the guy with the back problem is out mowing his lawn. I don't think that that government workers that are giving out charity are checking up on folks. Whereas charities that give out charity to folks that need it, they do a lot better system of sort of checking.
Mm-hmm.
Because
every dollar counts with a private charity.
It does. I had a renter when I was down in Florida. I used to take care of some rental properties for the family, and I had a renter who went to her church for some money for, you know, the husband had left and things like that. So I think they paid her rent for 2 or 3 months. And, you know, they checked up on her, they, you know, did these things. And I certainly worked with them as much as I could. But when it came to, we also had situations where people would have Section 8 housing. And, you know, that's just a check that would come every single month, and the landlord doesn't have to take care of the property mm-hmm. in the same way. I mean, it's just all kinds of – it's just different. It turns into a bureaucracy. It's no longer somebody trying to take care of somebody else. It's a bureaucracy. So I think that you're talking about, multiples of times more efficient than the government. But if you're, you know, just – If you're looking at these numbers that people, you know, put into charity versus how much the government's giving to charity, I think that the private sector, if given their money back, would certainly sink that money into enough into charities that they, you know, that the, everybody gets the money they need. Now, that's one point.
And you'd see new charities coming up, too.
The second point is there are some people who are getting money from the government and from regular charities, too, but probably a lot more from the government that don't need that money. That, you know, for whatever reason, they don't need it. It's an inefficiency in the marketplace. They could work, but they choose not to because
like
they don't
have to.
Like
that bum that we were talking about in New York City that was given the boots, turned out he pawned the boots, and he wasn't even homeless to begin with. He was living in Section 8 housing.
And, you know, these kind of situations exist. I think both of these are true. There are people that don't need the money and are getting it because the government is inefficient, and there are people that do need the money that would be best served by private charities.
I want to talk about a little interesting experience that I have from my past from Florida. I worked for a brief period for a telemarketing company that sold magazines. And it wasn't outbound, though. Here's the tricky part. The tricky part was that it was inbound, and the way they got the people to call in was by a lottery. And so people believe that they, could.
They were sending out cards to them.
Yeah, they were sending out cards that, you know, made them believe, oh, you could have won this. It's kind of like Publishers Clearinghouse, you're like, oh, you may be a winner, you know. Mm-hmm. And so they'd call in, and so the first thing that we'd do as a sales pitch would be to talk to them, and you know, oh, how would you if you won this money, how would you spend, spend this cash? And so most, by far in a way, I mean, it was absolutely astonishing to me how many people said I'd give it all away.
Wow.
Like, not even part of it. So many people were like, I got nothing I would do. I don't want to change my life. I would give it all away.
Hmm.
Or I'd give it to my church. Or I'd give it to my mom. You know, like, there's so many people that would answer this. I would give it away.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
They didn't say they'd pay off their house and then give it away?
Nope.
Wow.
That's the amazing thing. Yeah, that's the really amazing thing.
I mean, I'd pay my bills and then give it away.
Right.
You can take control here at 855-450-FREE. Bring up whatever's on your mind, your thoughts on charity versus the government-forced charity. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-790-4961 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-790-4961 to take your call now. Call 800-790-4961. That's 800-790-4961. Again, 800-790-4961.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com, and we will share with you a variety of features there. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their websites. You can get on ours free, but if you would like to support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do that is do your holiday shopping through shop.freetalklive.com. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to Amazon there. We've got Amazon US, Amazon Canada, Amazon UK. You click into the right one for you, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. It's the same great Amazon selection, the same great savings. It's the same Amazon you're used to. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of Amazon's profits. Just start your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com.
Jason Osborne of SACL CAI shops through shop.freetalklive.com. We thank him and everybody else who shops through shop.freetalklive.com. If you want to find out more about SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page.
So we started out the show talking about some really exciting news for people in the cannabis legalization movement, and I think the drug legalization movement, as you know, for a large part, because cannabis is the major chunk of drug enforcement. I mean, it's the easiest drug to catch. So that
finances the rest?
To some extent. It certainly subsidizes the enforcement of the rest of the drugs.
That's probably the better way to say it.
And now they can't really do much about it in Washington State anymore. And very soon, Colorado, people were celebrating in the streets. They were openly smoking cannabis in defiance, actually, of the law, because it is still illegal to smoke cannabis in public in Washington. And so it's great to see this happening. But there's other news out of Washington State. And another sweeping change, this is from the same AP story we were sharing with you earlier. And another sweeping change for Washington, Governor Chris Gregory on Wednesday signed into law a measure that legalizes same-sex marriage. The state joined several others that allow gay and lesbian couples to wed. The mood was festive in Seattle as dozens of gay and lesbian couples got in line to pick up marriage licenses at the King County Auditor's Office early Thursday. King County and Thurston County announced they would open their auditor's offices shortly after midnight on Wednesday to accommodate. Now, how often does that happen? I mean, government bureaucrats doing something unusual for people? I mean, when have you ever heard of a government bureaucracy opening or closing early or late?
I got to say I'm surprised, but I'm pleased, too. I don't want to diminish what these people have done. Yeah. I'm glad that they've done it.
Good for them. So folks were in line there, and they opened up at midnight, which is pretty cool. And that way they could accommodate those who wanted to be among the first to get their licenses. Kelly Middleton and her partner Amanda DeLent got in line at 4 p.m. on Wednesday. Hours later, as the line grew, volunteers distributed roses, and a group of men and women serenaded the waiting line to the tune of Chapel of Love. Because the state has a three-day waiting period, the earliest that weddings can take place is Sunday. In dealing with marijuana, the Seattle Police Department told its 1,300 officers on Wednesday, just before legalization took hold, that until further notice, they shall not issue citations for public marijuana use. Officers will be advising people not to smoke in public, said their police spokesbureaucrat. According to the SPD blotter, the police department believes that under state law you may reasonably get baked, order some pizzas, and enjoy a Lord of the Rings marathon in the privacy of your own home if you want to. I think it's funny hearing the police all of a sudden take a jokey attitude towards cannabis.
I think they've always had a jokey attitude towards it. They've just been willing to lock you up.
Well, I mean, it depends on who you ask, Mark. And, I mean, if you sit in the hearings that they're inevitably going to have here in New Hampshire in 2013, where they'll be considering medical marijuana and possibly decriminalization here, you will see the Police Chiefs Association send their representative out. You will see the Attorney General's Office send their representative out, and they will tout the same old lies, the same old half-truths, the same old misinformation about cannabis, and they'll attempt to paint it as though it's equivalent to heroin, and they'll trot out all the same old stuff as though it's so dangerous. I agree with you. Many individual police officers realize the war on drugs is a bunch of junk. But at the top levels, they still play this game like, oh, it's terrible. It's a terrible drug. We can't have people getting their hands on it.
My question is what effect is this going to have on the industrial hemp industry?
You mean in Washington State?
Sure. Washington, Colorado. I mean, those are definitely
good
places.
Question.
It's not like there's a state in this country that can't grow hemp. But those are probably, especially Colorado, are probably particularly good states.
That's an excellent question.
The only states that can't grow hemp are the states that can't grow weeds.
Right. Well, they don't exist.
Legally.
I guess if you're in the desert, it's probably not the best growing environment. But, you know, actually there's plenty of sunshine, and if you can pump in water, which...
You could.
Well, as far as the weed, growing weed is concerned, you don't need a whole lot of time for weeds to sprout up. So even a short growing season, you can still get a good crop. But you ask a good question. I don't think I've heard anything about Colorado or Washington having hemp legalized, because they are only legalizing a possession of a certain amount. And if you've got a few plants, you've got more than, you know, that amount of product.
Right.
So therefore, anybody growing a bunch of plants would be in violation, especially considering they're going to be licensing growers, which means that you have to have state permission in order to grow cannabis. So I don't think hemp's been addressed there. I know that there is a hemp bill that's been filed for 2013 here in New Hampshire by a state rep who I'm not going to say, well, I shouldn't say who it is, but somebody has filed a hemp bill here in New Hampshire, so we may see some movement forward on that.
Yeah, I mean, I really hope so. I mean, there's so many products that can be made out of it. Actually, the reason that this thought struck my mind is you have a note that you passed around for the breaks that's just tattered and falling apart. And I was thinking, you know, that wouldn't be falling apart nearly as much if it were made on hemp paper. It's just, there's plastics. There's and you know,
it'll,
I
feed you, clothe you, house you.
there's a caller who calls in regularly.
Dave.
Who has a rhetoric.
Dave.
And it's
Dave.
He kind of sounds like Rocky.
Yeah.
And he was a big advocate for medical marijuana in Montana, and he's got his pitch down. And this is in his mind, and I think,
and hemp. He's a big hemp advocate.
The argument is pretty sound. Is that, you know, this is God's plant, and he put it here for us to benefit from, and this thing is, it's amazing.
Well, the thing I wonder about, you know, hemp plastic is whether or not it can be used in 3D printers there, you know?
Maybe.
That's what I'm wondering.
Maybe with a little bit of work, it certainly would be able to. So back to the police news release here. The spokesperson offered catchy new directive referring to the film The Big Lebowski, popular with many marijuana fans.
The dude abides
and says, take it inside, because it's supposed to be illegal outdoors in Washington, even though the police have current orders telling them they may not issue citations. So maybe at some point they'll change those orders and allow them to cite people in order to get some cash, because that's what the police are all about, is fundraising.
I think this is wise on their part, too. I'm glad that they're doing it this way, is because what they're saying is, look, we're going to enforce the law, but there's going to be some people that are so excited about this, we need to educate them, because we know that nobody pays attention to the law. Even though ignorance of the law is no excuse, we know, in fact, that ignorance of the law is an excuse, because there's more laws than any human being could read in four lifetimes. So the idea of some 11th century saying about common law that they trot out all the time is nonsense. We know it's nonsense, so we're just going to go ahead and educate people ourselves.
The article goes on to point out the legalities of the drug, being that it is still illegal to sell marijuana. They still have to figure out what the, you know, the scheme is going to be as far as their state licensed growers and who will be licensed to retail it. They'll be adding a tax to each stage of production, from growing to to processing to sales or to distribution. Analysts have estimated a legal pot market could bring Washington hundreds of millions of dollars a year in new tax revenue for schools, healthcare, and basic government functions, which, of course, I don't support. This is one of the reasons why I'm not a fan of legalization. If that's all that I've got, I'll support it. Like, you know, obviously I'd rather end prohibition and have a legalized situation than have prohibition continue. But the ideal for me is decriminalization, full decriminalization, where, you know, there is no tax on this, where there's no government regulatory scheme, where you don't have to beg any bureaucrat's permission to put a seed in the earth and let a plant grow.
I'm with you, and it just seems like the only viable solution is regulation. I mean, I'm with you that people should be able to make their own beer, and the things should return to the way they were before prohibition. But you can see that once regulation gets its fingers into something, they're not going to let it go. The government's not going to cease to regulate alcohol. They'll be like, well, what about the children?
Oh, I know. It's going to be hard, especially here in New Hampshire, where the government actually runs the liquor stores. I mean, it has a monopoly on spirits distribution.
Wouldn't need to if, even they could still pass the law that said that, we're the only ones that can do this particular distribution, but actually there is another, there is at least one store in the state that can sell liquor.
By the way, the Justice Department has not said whether it will sue to try to block the regulatory schemes from taking effect. The department's responsibility to enforce the Controlled Substances Act remains unchanged, according to one of their U.S. attorneys. And the legal question is whether the establishment of a regulated marijuana market would frustrate the purpose of the federal pot prohibition, and many constitutional law scholars say it very likely would. It leaves the political question of whether the administration wants to try to block the regulatory system, even though it would remain legal to possess up to an ounce of marijuana. So we'll still be keeping an eye on things up there and see how this goes. This is new territory. Of course, it's old territory because it used to just be a plant. Nobody cared if you had it. But it's good to see this happening. More coming up. You can take control. Free Talk Live Hour 2 next.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.